There's been a lot of talk this year about casinos being job creators, but Wheaton Franciscan fired Janice Neiman in July after the healthcare firm accused its payroll specialist of using a scheme to pocket more than $1 million in company funds. Neiman says she spent much of her illegal gains on slot machines at the Forest County Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee. Local prosecutors say Neiman has just been charged with four felonies in connection with the alleged embezzlement. Rose Gruber of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says national figures show 65% of problem gamblers commit an illegal act to finance their gambling.
When they can't get legal means of money anymore and nobody's borrowing them money anymore and they've sold everything they can to get cash, very often they do turn to illegal things. A lot of times it's embezzling. It may be forging other family members' names.
Gruber says if law-abiding gamblers start to feel tempted to break the law, they can call the problem gambling hotline 24 hours a day. And she says the sooner the better to deal with their addiction.
So often with gambling, we think it's about money, so we don't see it like we do other addictions. But it's about the high. It's about the risk-taking. It's about the feelings I feel.
Gruber says if callers to the hotline say they've already started breaking the law, counselors advise them to contact a lawyer. The number for the problem gambling hotline is 1-800-GAMBLE-5. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.